Sinead Jennings, congratulations. 2016 Donegal Sports Star of the Year. Sounds good?
It sounds brilliant and it's such an honour. I'm absolutely delighted.
Well, this comes on the back of your qualification for the Olympics, getting to an Olympic final. Yeah. It really was an incredible year for you.
It really was. I suppose I'd nearly given up on the dream, but not quite. And to come back and qualify, it was amazing. And myself and Claire, my partner, we decided we were going to go to the Olympics and enjoy it. But, you know, to actually make a final was really, really special. We wanted to do ourselves justice. And I suppose the worst thing that could have happened would be to go to Rio and not row as well as what we could have. But we had a brilliant performance in the semi and a really good race in the final. We didn't quite get the conditions that we wanted, but we still rowed as well as we possibly could have. And we couldn't ask for more. And I suppose to call yourself an Olympic finalist is something really special.
And you'd had so many disappointments years ago in the sport and just missing out by the narrowest of margins. So there must have been that seed of doubt, will I be able to make it? And then when you had those performances earlier in 2016 and you qualified for the Olympics, it must have been fantastic.
It really was. I suppose 2016 took off, which was a slow enough start for us, but we improved throughout the season. And we'd always had a problem with semi-finals. Quite a few times we'd missed out just by the tiniest margin in the semi and hadn't made the final. And I suppose that we, your big worry was, will that happen again at the Olympics? But it didn't. The Olympics, we actually put it right and had a great semi. So that made it really special too.
And another part of the great fairy tale story was your partnership with Claire Lamb, because you hadn't known each other for that long.
No, not at all. Actually, we when I came back in 2015, I'd won trials, but I'd had a stress fracture in my rib. So I was out for 5 months, so didn't actually make the boat. And then there was a big trial where we were all competing against each other. And Claire would have been partnered with Denise at that stage, and they had quite a strong friendship. And when Claire... when we were all taken into the room individually to be told who was through, and Denise was taken in and she came out crying, and Claire assumed that she was crying because Claire wasn't in the boat and Denise was in the boat, you know. So then 6 weeks later, myself and Claire qualified for the Olympics, but we really gelled so quickly, and we had the same philosophy about rowing, and we're really good fun together, you know, and it was just brilliant. Like, she's 13 years younger than me, but you wouldn't really know it. Like, we really were such a great partnership.
And to get to that Olympic final, when you look back on it, can you relive the whole race?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I suppose with most of the races you can. But it was a great race, and just even sitting on the starting blocks and you can remember the sounds and hearing the support in the crowd, it was a fantastic race.
So 2017, what's the future for Sinead Jennings?
I suppose I'm kind of back to basics at the moment. I'm back doing my GP training scheme, and I want to kind of make a good job of that and spend time with the family. And then if there's time for sport after that, like, I'm trying to train for an hour before the girls get up in the morning, and, you know, it's something to get me out of bed in the morning. I hope to do an Ironman later on this year, but yeah, we'll see.
And finally, to get this award here in front of people that you know, it's great to be honoured in your own county.
Oh, it really is. And especially a county like Donegal, that sport means so much to them, and that there are so many fantastic sports people. To be awarded like Donegal Sports Personality of the Year is massive, and I'm so honoured and delighted.